District 32, Business Radio. Insights and inspiration. District 32, by today's business leaders.
Hi, this is Alan Cox for District 32 Business Radio. Today we're talking with business expert Kat Holmes, and she's talking about how to use social media to attract clients. Kat, what's the most exciting success you've had in business in the past?
I love that. What a great question to start with. My biggest success in business has come when I had my marketing agency. So I had that in the UK when I lived there, set it up from scratch twice, but that's a story for another day. And I got that to turning over more than £1 million.
Wow.
Annually while I was there.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
So Kat, what's the purpose of social media?
Great. So what I've noticed is that a lot of businesses know they need to be on social media to promote themselves. And there seems to be a bit of a disconnect between just posting great content. Like, I think we all know now that we can't just post on Facebook and say, here's my thing, here's my special, buy my stuff. Like, we know that now. We've got to do some behind the scenes things and talk about our core messages and stuff. But then there's this disconnect between, okay, so I've got great content on social media, now what? Like, how do I turn that great content into clients? How do I find clients and customers and sales and leads online? So that's the kind of problem that I help people solve. And that's what I want to do today, is to teach the kind of structure I use to do that.
So what is that structure?
So the structure is three things. The first is you've got to get really clear on your avatar. You've got to know who you're talking to. And I'll tell you more about that in a second. The second is you've got to have a unique marketing message. So you've got to be able to stand out and differentiate yourself. And the third is you've got to have a consistent strategy, a way to bring those people off of social media and into your own marketing funnel.
Off of social media. So tell me more about that, because that sounds a bit counterintuitive to me.
It is. So I know we're on radio, no one can see the gestures that I'm doing, but can you picture a funnel, you know, where it's big at the top and small at the bottom? This is your client attraction funnel. And a lot of people go in at the top, and then you build a relationship with them, and it narrows and narrows and narrows until you get your buying clients at the bottom. Social media is at the top of your funnel. It's for client attraction. It's for attracting awareness of what you do and putting a lot of people into your funnel. And then as more people become aware of you, your aim is to build a relationship with them and lead them down through your funnel so they become paying clients. So with social media being the top of the funnel, how you attract them are these three things: your avatar, your uniqueness, and this strategy. And the one I love to use is lead magnets.
Now, I've got a really stunning question to ask you.
Go ahead.
What's an avatar?
Great. Okay, so we're coming to that now. So the very first thing you need to know is what your avatar is. And your avatar is just a fancy marketing term for your ideal client. So some people have heard of the word niche. You know, you know your market and the type of people you look after. Your avatar is one person. It's a representative of your niche, and you direct all of your marketing to your avatar. Now, this doesn't mean that that's the only person you'll ever work with, because I know that for lots of us, there's so many different types of people that we can help and we can serve. But when it comes to marketing, and especially online on social media, there's only ever one person on the other side of that screen reading those ads and reading those posts. So it's one person who is seeing your stuff and making a decision about whether to keep scrolling or to pay attention and click through and follow your stuff. When you're really clear on your avatar and the one person you're speaking to, that makes your marketing so much easier. The opposite of that is trying to appeal to everyone at once. So if you've got a marketing message that is trying to say all of the things you do for all the different types of people you work with, nobody hears that message and no one resonates because it's just too broad. But as an example, the message that you put out on social media is going to be totally different. Like if you're trying to target a 25-year-old woman compared to a 50-year-old man, totally different message. And then even when you've got two 25-year-old women, one might be focused on weight loss and the other might be focused on athletic performance. So your message has to be really specific, because if you're trying to appeal to everyone in this one marketing message, in this one post online, then no one is going to stop and pay attention. They're just going to keep scrolling because they don't resonate with it.
So is it just demographics, or is there more to it?
Much more to it than demographics. That's a part of it. But knowing your avatar is getting really clear on the type of person they are, what problem you're solving for them, how what you do helps their lives, and everything like that. You can go so detailed on knowing your avatar, but I find for most people, just the understanding of the idea that you are talking to one person at a time. So the first thing you need to understand on social media, talk to one person at a time. Doesn't matter who it is yet, just make sure you're clear on one person.
Now, I know the listeners can't see you, but Kat is very excited, and I hope you can hear that in her voice because she's animated, and it's great to see. Now, Kat, you mentioned unique message. Can you tell me more about that?
Yes, that's point two. So once you know who you're talking to, the next step is creating your unique marketing message. And that comes from what I call your uniqueness. So that's your personality, how you're different, how you stand out. There's so many people doing the same thing. For example, you know, there's lots of accountants all doing the same thing. Lots of personal trainers doing the same thing. Even if you're in like an MLM group, the Arbon, the doTERRAs, you all sell the same thing. So the only difference, the way you stand out, is you. Like, you are the personality, you are the brand of your business. And so having a unique message online is how you stand out and let people know why you're the best person to work with them. And that lets your avatar know that you're a good match, and they'll like select themselves to work with you and choose to follow you over someone else because of what you're sharing and how you're being different and being yourself. And I want to give a little tip on that as well with uniqueness.
Yeah. Oh, yes. So I was going to ask you, how can we do that?
Perfect. Thank you. So there are so many ways you can bring your personality into your business. And in my program, I teach all of that. But the one tip I can give now, where it all starts from, is it starts from your values, like your personal core values, what you care about, what you're passionate about, why you're doing this business. So if you can communicate that online and get that message across to let your avatar know why you want to help them and why you're perfectly suited to do this business, that's the start of your uniqueness.
Okay, can you tell me about step three, the strategy?
Yes. So the strategy, the idea of this is to bring people off social media and into your own funnel. And one of the best ways I have for doing that is a lead magnet. So a lead magnet is something that you give away for free in exchange for contact details. And then once you've got their contact details, you can build a relationship with them over email through an email nurture sequence or something like that. But they're in your list then, and they're off social media, and then you can grow that relationship. So I want to give you a little bit of advice around lead magnets, because what's really important to know is that a lead magnet has to be something that your avatar can solve on their own without help from anyone else, like without even help from you. So it's not like you saying, give an example, if you're like a finance broker, you wouldn't say, here are 10 reasons to use a finance broker. Like, it's not trying to convince people to work with you. It's really being super generous, adding loads of value, and helping them do something themselves because they're going to be searching for it anyway. So as a finance broker, a lead magnet might be something like, here are 10 ways you, or here's one really great way you can check if your insurance is up to date. Something they can do on their own without needing you. And then, because the lead magnet isn't what you're doing, isn't what you're using to sell, you're building a relationship and you're just starting off by being generous. And then you can sell to them later on. You can build a relationship over email and make an offer later on. But this first step, the lead magnet, is all about building trust and likability and getting them to know you.
What's the best way of doing that?
There's not really one best way of doing a lead magnet. I love using Facebook ads for mine because you can set it up automatically and they just run. And without going into too much detail here, because I'm sure you can imagine there is so much that goes behind this, I just want to cover the highlights today so you know kind of what you need to do. But there's a lot that goes into a lead magnet itself, because creating the thing, the actual download, is only one of like four things you need to do. You've got to get people to click on it first and make sure that you've got to describe it in a way that lets them know that it's going to be valuable and they want to download it. So one of the mistakes I certainly made myself, and I teach my clients not to do, is don't spend too much time creating what you think is a wonderful lead magnet, like graphics design and layout and formatting and everything like that, and proofreading all the words. Like, the content is important, but how it looks is not so important until you know people actually want it. So I would spend more time on describing it, having a headline, having, you know, a Facebook ad or a Facebook post that says, this is this really cool thing, this problem I'm solving, click here to get your copy. That's more important, because you could spend all this time creating a lead magnet that looks beautiful, but if no one wants it, that's a waste of time. So it's okay if it looks kind of basic and crappy at the beginning. I know mine certainly did. Because if no one downloads it, then that's cool. But if they do download it, as soon as you start knowing that people want it, then you can make it look pretty. You can spend more time doing it up if you want to, but first make sure that people want it and it is actually something that they're going to find valuable.
How do you do that?
Trial and error, and that's definitely out of the scope of this interview here.
Okay.
But it's something that I can help people with.
With the form, or how big should it be for a start, and how many elements should be compulsory to fill in before it goes through?
Oh, are you talking about the form to capture their details?
Yes.
Email address. Yeah, you don't want to scare people off at this stage. And the more things that you're asking them for, the more chances they have to be an RTMR opt out. You want to make it super simple and super easy. So if you're giving away some free downloadable PDF, they just want first name and email address. You need the first name because when you then email them, you can say, "Hi, Alan.
Yes.
Yeah. I noticed you downloaded my thing."
Yeah. Can you give me an example of what sort of content a business that you've had experience with would use to attract people and to engage their attention?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll give you two examples. One is myself. So I help people with online marketing and social media. So my lead magnet is called 42 Ideas to Spice Up Your Social Media. And that is literally a list of 42 different types of content that someone, a business owner, can put on social media to be engaging and entertaining and delight their audience. And that is something they can do on their own. Don't need any help from me, but it's totally valuable and they love it. And after that, I then educate them on some more things like how to know your avatar, how to define your marketing message, how to do this strategy online, this kind of what I'm teaching you now in very short summary. And eventually I lead them to ask to make an offer like come join my webinar or come join my marketing program. So that's an example of that relationship. Another example is a client of mine who makes wedding dresses. So her lead magnet is not something like I can make your wedding dresses for you. Her lead magnet is a way for brides to figure out their body shape and to help them choose a dress that suits them perfectly. So it's related to what she does, but it's not a sales pitch saying, I can make a dress for you. It's not like, here's how to get your dress made. It's helping brides where they're already at finding a dress that suits them perfectly. And then over time, she educates them about different types of materials and what to look for in the shops and how to ask for the different styles in the shop. Because she knows that all these brides, they're going to be trying to find a dress anyway in the shops. And there will be a small percentage of them who can't find their dress in the shops. And when they want to get it made, she's just built this wonderful relationship with them, giving them all this advice and help. Of course, they're going to come to her to get their dress made.
Excellent. So it's really, it's about education.
Yeah, education, adding value, building a relationship. Yeah. It's no different to face-to-face marketing. So my first business, my marketing agency, was all about face-to-face marketing. And it's no different online. It's just slightly different tactics and strategies. But the premise behind it, it's marketing communication.
Because the communication has to be with people.
Yeah. It is.
And so is that what you're actually helping to do with the digital media?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Is connect with people.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. I'm reminding you that avatar is a person. It's not the marketplace, the people, it's a person. And you are your business, your uniqueness, and it's your avatar and your uniqueness connecting and having magic.
And I got to tell you, Kat is unique.
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
You can. Please take it as a compliment. That's what it's meant for. What about the subject line? Do you have any tips on how to get... Look, because a lot of people just look at the subject line and go, click.
Yeah, it's a couple of things I'll say about that. So subject line, the whole point of it is to get people to read the email. And so it's got to be engaging and intriguing. Sometimes, like a summary, a subject line that just says July newsletter, it's not good enough because people might not want to read a newsletter. Maybe put the topic of one of your posts or your blog topics in the headline to intrigue people and get them to want to know what the answer to that is. And the other thing I want to say about emails is that not everyone's going to open your emails, and that's totally normal. But they're not going to unsubscribe just because they've deleted it. That's not a big deal. So even by the fact of you sending a weekly email or a monthly email with your name and something about your business, you know, subject line, even if they delete it straight away, you're still in their minds and you're still jogging their memory about you. And when they're ready for you, then you'll be top of mind.
So it's just familiarity.
It is, yeah.
Getting familiar.
Yeah.
That's what all the big brands do, isn't it?
Yes.
That's why they're there all the time. They're in your face.
Yeah, there's a reason and it works. And email is still the number one way to convert clients into, convert leads into clients.
So, Kat, what is your marketing message?
My marketing message is all about being authentic online and being yourself. And the way I do that is I help people uncover their unique marketing message so that they can build their business by being authentic online.
Can you share with me how you get them to do that?
Yes. Well, I have a program that takes people through that. I actually, from all of the work I've done, I've been in business over 15 years and I've helped thousands of individual clients promote their business. And I created a framework called the Values Framework. It's a 6-part framework, it spells out values. And that's the framework that I take my clients through to teach them how to create a unique marketing message and to create a strategy that helps them attract clients and grow their business. We make decisions emotionally and back them up logically. So at a very high level, when you are promoting or selling to your clients or posting anything on social media, you want to tap into both the emotion of your client and the logic of your client.
All right, Kat, that sounds terrific. And I love your enthusiasm and the excitement you bring. How can people get in touch with you?
Cool. So if people want to get in touch with me, you can find out more about my program, which is called Authentic Marketing. And it's on my website, which is katholmes.net/authentic.
And how do you spell Holmes?
Well, first of all, cat is with a C.
C, right.
C-A-T, like the animal. And Holmes has the L in it. So it's H-O-L-M-E-S. So katholmes.net/authentic.
We've got the web address. How else can they get in touch with you?
You can also get in touch with me online. Follow me on Facebook. My Facebook profile page is Kat Holmes Public, and that's where I do lots of trainings like this, but with video, so you can actually see what I look like. When Ellen's saying I'm very, you know, enthusiastic in gestures, that's what I do on video, which is why most of my training is on video. And that's on my Facebook page.
Kat, that's been terrific and a lot of fun. This is Alan Cox from District 32 Business Radio, talking with business expert Kat Holmes from Authentic Marketing.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to District 32 Business Experts that educate and inspire. District 32 Business Radio Business Experts, 20 past the hour, every hour, Monday to Friday, on District 32, the power of connection.